Despite official denials by leaders of the free world, sources now confirm the existence of Megaforce, a phantom army of super elite fighting men whose weapons are the most powerful science can devise. Their mission, to preserve freedom and justice, battling the forces of tyranny and evil in every corner of the globe.
Yo, yo, I knew this cat named Artie. He wore sandals and socks. When he came to the party, he would make sure it rocks. He would flail his arms around and do the Artie dance, leaving every motherfucker with funk in their pants.
Hey, it's Friday, you're at the jam of the year, but something's missing there. Man, Artie ain't here. People standing on the wall, not freaking at all. Check it, what you need to do is give Artie a call.
Are you on? 60 seconds later, I don't have a movie.
Well, you better think of one.
I'll think of one during a segment we probably don't have another segment for.
Yes, well, we have this segment and then the movie segment. So.
And then that's it.
Time is already slipping. Yeah, what's going on, dude?
Nothing.
Yeah, this is the Lars.
I'm Ralph.
I'm Ben.
I really have not much.
You've been busy as fuck.
Right? Yeah, my week this week was similar to my week last week. So,
with driving and sketches.
It'd be a rerun. So
this episode's a rerun?
Yeah. The first rerun ever. Well, that's not true.
I didn't do much last weekend. So I don't have much to report either. Like, I didn't do anything fancy. I had octopus.
That's a story.
It was very scary.
Was
the octopus was very delicious.
Oh, you ate the octopus?
Yes. No. Yeah, I sexually had an octopus.
Yeah.
I got 8 hand jobs from an octopus.
Yeah,
because
need 8 hands to get a hand job,
right?
Because it's hard for one hand to find your tiny wiener.
Ouch! It's true. It's true, though.
So was it the day of the tentacle?
You must strike out that, like ever? The octopus who plays the drums. I played Day of the Tentacle. I love that game.
I know.
Badass. Super bad A from back of the day. I went to a Mexican restaurant for dinner on Saturday night.
And they had octopus?
Yeah.
They didn't have octopuses in Mexico?
It was an ostionaria, which
is
like...
I don't know what that means. Does that mean fake Mexican restaurant?
It means a Mexican restaurant from the bottom of the ocean. from Mexitlantis.
Pretty sure there are octopuses in the Mexico.
In the Gulf of Mexico, maybe?
No.
No?
No.
What? Why?
Because.
They come from the ocean.
Yeah, but not that part of the ocean.
What do you know about what part of the ocean?
All kinds of stuff.
From watching your blue planets and stuff?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Beluga whales are in the cold water. See, I know everything.
I did not get any beluga.
I'm sure this Mexican restaurant had beluga because... Because
it's fake.
Yeah.
And if it's something that they shouldn't have, they probably have it.
Was it octopus burrito? Is that what you ate?
It was octopus ranchero. It's like my delicious huevos rancheros, but with octopus instead of eggs.
Was there eggs in them? There's no eggs in them.
There's no eggs. It was like rice and beans, like general.
Dude, that reminds me of that challenge.
What challenge?
The no egg challenge.
Is that what you're going to eat now? No eggs?
Yep, it's going to be great.
Do I still have to drink 100 shots of beer while
you
eat no eggs?
It could be the no beer challenge.
What's that?
It could be the no beer challenge.
Are we going to video this?
Yeah.
The night where we don't do anything for 100 minutes?
It's going to be awesome.
And then post it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter? You post out? I mean, what's the matter?
I'm not going to eat fucking 100 eggs. What's that going to do? It's going to hurt me physically for the rest of my life.
But it sounded like you were saying
it's going to hurt me for the rest of my life.
What about 50?
It's going to explode my heart. I looked it up online.
Oh.
On Blue Planet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's in the book.
Source of all your knowledge.
Mm, Blue Planet.
Blue Planet.
Penguins live in the south.
No, I saw that on Blue Planet. They live in the south, and if they eat too many eggs, their hearts explode.
Yeah, that's why they huddle together, so that they don't
just stay away from the eggs.
So
look out, there's eggs. So are you going to do anything now? The whole thing's just not going to happen.
No, I'm going to watch you not drink beer.
Am I going to watch you not eat eggs?
Yeah.
So it's a staring contest. Mm-hmm. 100-minute staring contest.
Yeah. I'll probably lose because I'm indifferent on the staring contest. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
just going to blink right away.
Okay. Blinking is the dumb rule. Looking away, I think, is one thing. But
blinking is a good rule.
It's a good rule for a really hard staring contest.
No, it's
for
a
legit.
A staring contest. There's nothing that could break your staring concentration.
So. But have you ever? I don't understand, because you blink all the time. You can't stop yourself from blinking.
I know someone who doesn't blink all the time.
Well, yeah, Ryan doesn't blink.
I know someone else, the others, and also that boy from AI. So there you go. What?
So Ryan could get into a staring competition with Ben Linus?
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, he says.
That's a scary staring contest. It's not blinking.
Uh-huh. I thought it was not looking away.
God, is that even a challenge?
What? Okay.
That's not even a challenge.
Do you remember Conan and Andy doing staring competitions?
Yeah, and they did it wrong because they introduced bears and evil and stuff.
But so what Conan was trying to do was to get Andy to blink? Or no, they did it wrong. They don't know what a staring competition is.
Yeah.
Only you know?
It's blinking is not, it's staring contest.
Do penguins have staring competitions?
What is staring?
In the ocean.
What is staring? Constantly looking at something.
Yeah, constantly looking at something, yeah. Not looking away.
Yeah, and then
you don't break eye contact.
And blinking is not looking. Your eyes are closed.
I would say you can't do like a 3-second blink. You can't be like close.
No.
Look.
I know you can't do that, and you can't but do a split second blink
like that.
You can't do
that's
that.
That's out.
It's out.
Well,
it's a contest. You have to. Your will has to be very strong, and your eyes have to be able to withstand not being able to blink.
I think
it's a staring contest.
I think on paper, you're right. That's how it should go. But I don't think that I've ever done a staring contest that way.
Then you should try it.
No.
That's a contest. What's the matter? Your eyes going to get dried out? Are
yes,
you afraid?
My poor little eyes.
See, you're pussy. You can't enter the staring arena.
That's true. I wouldn't even hang up my, I wouldn't even put on my staring jersey.
I've been training for like 5 minutes.
For staring?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
No. It's tough.
That's right. A whole contest about staring contests. A podcast.
I'm going to do it.
So I think I'll still do 100 shots of beer. That might be entertaining.
What am I going to do?
Watch me?
I'll stare at you without blinking.
Without blinking for 100 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll see. Maybe nothing. I don't like the thought of that. Apparently that creeps me out.
Malcolm McDowell did it.
Malcolm McDowell stared at me for 100 minutes?
No, he stared at those... Yeah, he looked at those video screens for a really long time.
Oh, that's fucking cheating.
Oh, now it's cheating if you...
Ryan Moore says he permanently damaged his eyes shooting that film.
See, huh. That's why it's called a contest. There's some risks involved.
Really?
A looking and blinking contest? How is that even a contest? I could do that all day long.
Not every contest has risk.
That's bullshit.
I think a pie-eating contest?
A pie-eating contest has risks. Your heart could explode.
You could. Ryan says, didn't you see Stand By Me? You can vomit. Well, yeah, that's a risk, I guess. Yeah, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
There's
a bunch of pie.
There's always the risk of losing as well, so.
I don't... Ryan's giving me like confusing signals. I'm sorry. I had to choke up on the mic. I wasn't getting a pretty good swing.
Oh, is the end of his mic making like staticky sounds?
Is it popping and losing?
It makes staticky sounds. I'm not doing it. Ryan, I never do that shit. Ever. All right.
Anyhow, octopus was tasty.
Is it chewy?
It's kind of chewy. It was not as chewy as I expected it would be.
Is it better than eggs?
No.
So you should have just got the Huevos Rancheros.
I wanted to try something different.
They have eggs in Mexico?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Octopus eggs.
Octopus eggs.
Why don't they have octopus Huevos Rancheros?
That would be delicious. And you know what? The best part about that is it keeps the penguins away.
Is it Puss del Ocho? Is that what it's called?
Puss del Ocho.
I don't know.
It's a...
You know what? I'm going to say something right now about iTunes and our last episode, which was censored by iTunes.
What?
It was censored. It says, if you look at the title of our last episode, Chicken or Pussy, it's P asterisk 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 Y.
Chicken or pansy?
Yeah.
Chicken or pastry?
So so Puss del Ocho is probably not going to be the title of this episode. It's going to be...
Give it a shot.
Okay.
I want to keep trying it until we can work pussy into the title.
All right.
And not have it. Like, next week we'll talk about Pussy Willows.
Okay.
Puss del Ocho. No, it's Pulpo.
What's the date today? Is next week Lost or is that 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks Lost?
2 weeks Lost.
All right.
So it was good.
Office tonight. I'm going to watch that.
I'm going to fucking watch Earl, too.
I'm going to watch Earl. I'm going to watch 30 Rock.
Yeah. Word. Something came back last week. Earl came back last week, huh?
Yeah, it was all right.
was all right.
It was all right.
They're definitely going all kinds of places with that show. Like, they had that formula, and they stuck with the formula, and then they were like, hey, let's explore. Let's put him in prison. Let's get him out of prison. Let's make him a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. It's just something that happened.
It's an all right show.
It's all right. It's
getting kind of, yeah.
You've had enough?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm still going to watch it. Ryan fell asleep.
Ryan fell asleep.
It's good.
What's next for you this weekend?
Here's lies same old about same old? Staring contest. What's that?
What's up for you this weekend? Same old, same old?
Yeah. Yeah, same old, same old. It's going to be just like last week and just like this week.
We need to maybe start going to the movies or
we need to see Leatherheads
or something.
And Ryan saw Leatherheads. You want to do a review? So we have a segment so I can think of movies to pick? All right, here we go. We're going on to our second segment.
Bye.
See ya.
It all started last week when I went on a date. She was beautiful, long hair. I picked her up at 8. I decided to take her to a magic show. My mom said I shouldn't, but what does she know? A lobster for my lady friend.
Hey, so this is the section called movie review.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, what did I do this week?
Hey, Ryan, what did you do this week?
I went to a baseball game yesterday.
Hold the microphone like that. I'm just kidding.
You know... I did something.
That's what
you do.
I went to a baseball game too. I went to the opening.
Well, why don't we talk about that?
I went to the opening night game of the Angels, the home opener.
How'd that go for you?
Heinous. I don't want to talk about it.
It was probably thrilling if you would have stayed around to the end of the game
to watch them still lose, but at least come back a little bit and not be
come back
shut
a
out.
Lot a bit. That was terrific. For those of you who don't know, the Anaheim Angels of Anaheim were 11-0 going into the bottom of the night. Going into the bottom of the night. The Angels had the nothing.
Yeah.
And who were they playing?
They were playing the Texas Rio Rangers.
Okay, so the Angels managed to score 6 runs in the bottom of the ninth and were very close to scoring 9 runs in the bottom of the ninth.
Which,
and,
that must have been something at least.
It was pretty terrific. Like, you know, it's possible but not likely that they would have made a comeback.
Yeah.
So, you know... The reality of it was that they probably weren't going to do it, but it was still a very thrilling bottom of the ninth to watch.
And that's what you watch sports for moments like that. And I was disappointed that we left. I did not drive. What's up?
Me too.
I did not drive. And number one ultraviolet fan wanted to get out of there because, you know, he gives up on games with the first run against
that
our team.
Fucking guy. I swear to God, even at an at-bat, he'll give up.
There's no way he'll come back from this.
And he'll leave the room.
Yeah. Well, he left the
first
room.
First inning.
We were watching the game last week where Torrey Hunter had a walk-off granny to win the game.
I call him Tortue now.
Tortue Hunter. I've been calling him that since we played that one MLB game. High Heat, I think.
Uh-huh.
Up next, the center fielder.
Tortue.
Can of corn.
Because Torrey Hunter spells his name Torii, and the font that they use on Fox Sports and all those, it's all capital letters.
So Tortue Hunter.
Tortue.
He's the sequel to Tor.
The original. Yeah, for sure.
Tor. Tortue. Yeah, he should have a colon. That's what he needs.
No,
Hunter.
They traded him. Or they didn't re-sign him.
They traded Cologne. Yeah,
that's a shame.
That's a sports joke, people.
Yeah, wow, we do that. We're not total nerds.
That's not a reference. That's a sports joke.
That's a full-on, hard-on sports
That's a full hard-on, just like me, talking about the Angels. So, yeah, he bailed on the Angel game where they were, like, going into the ninth with a deficit. And then we got the rest of us that stayed and watched it, me and James and Harmony, got to see Tortue Hunter's amazing walk-off granny to win the game in the bottom of the ninth. Awesome. And
that
was like,
great.
In his room spanking it.
That was an absolutely fantastic game, too.
No, this was a different game. This was one we were watching on TV.
Oh.
But he did want to leave. And I wanted to stay because I don't like leaving games early.
Correct.
There were fireworks that night.
Big Bang Friday.
Big Bang Friday. Sure. It was the home opener. And I had previously ridiculed... It was the
Opener.
And I had previously ridiculed Orange County fans for leaving early in the game.
Orange County fans are notorious for very fair weather.
Seventh inning, sixth inning.
Yeah, it's
like
terrible.
Ridiculous. And they show up in the second or third inning.
They're much better than they used to be.
That's true. I have noticed that. And there's a lot of like team support, at least in terms of wearing jerseys or the right color.
Faux show.
Faux show. So anyhow, what did you think of Leatherheads?
Yeah, so I saw Leatherheads this week.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't need me anymore, do you, Ralph? So, yeah, Leatherheads was, like, after we were leaving the theater, it was a very nice movie. It was just, it seemed very nice. It wasn't thrilling. It didn't.
That nice young George Clooney, he put together quite a nice
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. Such a pun on that kid. No, he was, it was just a nice movie. There was a few laugh out loud moments.
Uh-huh.
It just was kind of all over the place. Not in like a, like where you felt kind of lost, like you didn't know what the movie was doing. But afterwards I realized that it was just, it wasn't focused enough. In a lot of ways it was very nostalgic and nice. There were some screwball zany moments in it, but the whole movie wasn't like that. And then there were some, you know, very straightforward, lighthearted comedy moments. And then there was the, how would you describe films like The Philadelphia Story? What would you call those?
You'd have to say like snappy patter or
yeah. So there
fast
were moments
dialogue.
Like that. So, but then those wouldn't necessarily drive with the romantic comedy moments, and those wouldn't certainly drive with the screwball, wacky caper, physical comedy moments.
So it didn't know what it was.
Nothing the movie betrayed the time that it was trying to portray.
Okay.
So in that sense, it was cohesive.
But in terms of trying to be a film...
Yeah, it kind of... But I didn't realize that as I was watching it. Nothing ever rang false to me. But afterwards, I was like, why do I feel kind of empty? Mm. Why was this an empty calorie movie
Did Clooney... Do you think it was like Clooney's newness as a director that he
couldn't pull
together? No, because
Confessions of the Dangerous Mind, which was his first film...
was amazing.
It's stellar.
Yeah.
So I don't think that. It was just... And good night... Yeah, he was nominated.
Good night and good luck.
Yeah, you can't hear what Ralph's saying.
He got nominated for an Academy Award. Do you think editing or just poor script?
No. I don't think it was anything like post.
I guess I just tried to nail down what would cause something to like that to happen.
And it wasn't glaring. It wasn't obvious. It was just afterwards. It was like,
huh.
It was just kind of a Whitman sampler of a movie.
But it wasn't bad. It didn't.
No, the art direction was great.
Cool.
I certainly love that time period in American history when people would. The Randy Newman score, Ralph asked, how was that? It was nice. It was good. He didn't sing at all, which is a shame because I love...
Boo.
There was
his
a leatherhead,
put on
a little leatherhead, George Clooney. I can't really do a Randy Newman impersonation.
When they say Winkle's lips are huge.
Leftfoot. So yeah, that was Leatherheads. If it was on cable, if it was on HBO in high definition, I would probably watch it again.
Okay, not standard def.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in your queue unless you were.
I think I will, just because I kind of wanted to see it and I didn't get to it.
Yeah,
but my queue at this point is a Herculean task. I will never.
It's engorged.
It's engorged
queue.
Like my dick while watching Penguins or whatever got my dick hard earlier. Was that Octopi?
I don't want to know about your dick ever.
Dude, I'm going to tie a bell to that thing so you know every time I get a boner.
Oh, by the way, did you see South Park this week?
No.
Okay.
Don't tell me there's a bell boner joke.
No, it was last night. This is Thursday, Ralph. So keeping track of penises. So essentially what happened, well, Ralph apparently is spoiler-free from South Park, so our tens of thousands of listeners can't hear what I'm about to say. So there you go. Ralph's being kind of selfish right
but
now.
But you guys think of...
All right. Well, there you go. So my movie review, Leatherheads.
Ralph's gonna leave real quick, guys.
If you'd like to learn more about the early days of the NFL, visit your local library.
Okay, so give head or give leather. Those are your choices. No, get head. I'm sorry. Get head or get leather.
Oh, Leather Tuscadero?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I don't want that in any circumstance.
So that's the bad one, and get head is the good one.
Yeah. I guess get head.
Our movie review... Oh, by the way, we didn't even get to it. I got distracted. Ralph's
South
back.
Park? They're watching South Park? Did you see the part that we were about to talk about?
Yeah.
So apparently Mr. Garrison decides he wants to have a penis again, but he's unable to find a replacement one. So they grow a penis on the back of a mouse. They inject his DNA in a mouse, and the mouse gets out. And there's a penis running around South Park.
That's pretty funny.
When you're talking about putting a bell on your penis, that was the first thing that came to mind.
Yes.
So, you've heard enough of my horse shit. I'm not supposed to have a microphone ever.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh,
baby.
You're pretty.
So, here we go. Now you guys are going to do some next things.
You guys, everybody stick bend shit. Over, spread your cheeks, and get ready to stick it in your pee.
Yo! what a fine feathered storm. He's your lovely hollow legs, long beak, feathers so cuddly. Yo, I wanna step to you, stork, but I don't know how. Your style's mad intimidating, makes me go wild.
Get you open like those webbed toes. You didn't like play on the reference, or didn't have anything new to say about the reference. You just wanted to say the reference.
Want to say what happened on South Park? I like how determined he was to tell you about running dick or running around dick. But if that's what flashes through his mind when I say tie a bell to my weenus, it's better than flashing through his mind a picture of my weenus with a bell on it. I think you're safe. You're better off with a dismembered running around penis.
I've seen two of those things.
Running around.
And now I'm imagining both of them together.
You've seen my Wang and a bell.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Vera Wang ring a bell. Actually, I guess if I could just put like my Wang through a bell, you know, not like tie a tiny bell on the end of it, like uh-huh. like it's like the whacker for the bell. That would work too.
No,
no.
Would.
Probably sound like
it wouldn't make a sound. All right, so this is the segment. What?
I'm so sorry that I want to make my boner audible for everyone.
It's not. It's
pardon me.
You're just going about it the wrong way doing it that way.
So this is the segment where Ralph and I suggest movies for you to stick near.
You need like an electronic bell or something, like an alarm.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, Ryan's doing the alarm like for. When people walk through the door at Radio Shack. So, Ralph?
Am I first?
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
No, you can go first.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Do it.
Did you see what I picked?
Yes, and I love this movie.
You love this movie.
I'm
I don't
very
know
happy you
I'm
picked
I'm sure
it.
We've talked about it, but I'm going to suggest people, now that it's out on DVD, to stick it in their queue, and it's Hot Rod. Film
Yay.
With Andy Samberg and the rest of the Lonely Island guys and a few other people.
Yeah, Chris Parnell.
Chris Parnell's in it, and Will Arnett, and Isla Fisher, and
Ian McShane.
Ian McShane, Danny Sissy McBride, Spacek. Sissy Spacek, Andy Samberg, the Lonely Island guys.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of good jokes in it. I'm sure you guys probably know what it is. It's about a half-retarded stuntman, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it. He's like he's mid-20s and he acts like a child. So, and he performs stunts in order to make money to get his stepdad's heart surgery so they can kick his ass. That's Hot Rod.
And it's hilarious. We saw this movie in theaters.
Yeah.
We were like...
That's how hilarious it is.
That's how funny. No, I guess I was going to go on to how much we laughed in the theater.
Yeah.
Like, our fucking asses off. Saw it in digital projection.
Mm-hmm.
That was tight.
Looks good.
Yeah.
And if you guys aren't familiar with The Lonely Island, I highly recommend you check them out. TheLonelyIsland.com.
They got hired on, like, full... Like, the whole team got hired on to SNL, right?
Yeah.
And they're the ones that do those digital bits that you like so much.
Digital shorts.
Digital shorts. The digital bits being a website. Sorry.
Yeah.
I quote this movie all the fucking time. And I keep meaning to make a copy of the soundtrack for Ralph, and I haven't done it yet. Which is weak. But yeah, like we can't stop saying totally serendipitous. When he's telling the story about the acid. Oh,
yeah,
it's totally serendipitous.
I have to watch it again.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
All right.
Is there anything more you want to say about it?
No, I'm good.
If you guys missed this one, you know, just light comedy. Fucking, you can put it in anytime. You'll probably totally love it.
Yeah.
Like, it there's, like, crazy silliness and slapstick humor, but it's, I think, people that are fans of all types of comedy like this one.
Yeah.
You know who's in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Is Sissy Spacek.
Oh, yeah?
She was in Blast from the Past with Christopher Walken.
Uh-huh.
Who's in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, huh.
With Samuel Jackson.
Pulp Fiction's a good route. All right.
Yeah, it is. Who is in Black Snake Moan?
Yeah, huh.
With Christina Ricci.
Mm-hmm.
Who starred in a movie that I think everyone should put in their queue, which
the
is
Adam's
called
Family Values.
Adam's Family Values. It's where the Girl Scouts are made. Girl Scout cookies are made from real Girl Scouts. No, the movie I'd like everyone to put in their queue is Buffalo 66.
I have no idea what this movie's about. I haven't seen it.
Put it in your queue.
I will.
Give it a shot. It's a really good movie, kind of artsy-fartsy. okay. It's about a guy. It's arts and farts and craft. About a guy who gets released from prison and decides to go and visit his family.
Who's the guy?
Vincent Gallo, who wrote and directed the film.
Okay. Does Christine Ricci give him head in it?
No. That would be the best career ever if this guy just kept making movies for girls to give him head.
Yeah.
For those of you unfamiliar at home, Vincent Gallo directed and wrote a film where Chloe Sevigny gives him very graphic oral sex in the film.
Very graphic.
Which I put in my queue.
I don't think it's graphic. I think it just shows her giving head.
Yeah, that's graphic. If you see his cock go into her mouth, like...
I don't know. I guess I don't understand
graphic. What's your definition of graphic?
Oh.
Pixels?
Like, I don't know.
If she had a graph, like...
It's not
this
any...
is the number of times I've gone down on you.
It's not graphic in the term of blowjobs, because it looks just like a blowjob.
I think you're... Okay. I think I see what you're coming from. Like,
I don't know.
Like, you... No, it is graphic.
It's just a blowjob.
It's an explicit, frank depiction of an actual blowjob. Graphic doesn't have to mean... graphic means that you see it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just a blowjob that you see.
Okay.
You show the blowjob. I don't know.
Anyhow, Buffalo 66 doesn't have that. Yeah, Christina Ricci plays a girl who he essentially kidnaps and makes her pretend to be his girlfriend, so he has a girlfriend to show off to his parents. I can't stand like repetition. If people say the same thing over and over and again, it really starts to bug me. And this movie has a lot of that, but it didn't bother me in this case.
Like, what do you mean by that?
The dialogue just gets into a bunch of repetition. Like, he'll be trying to make a point, and no one's listening to him, so he'll say it over and over again. Because there's this great sense of disconnection in the film.
Uh-huh.
And that's the kind of thing that normally bothers me. Like, I guess in horror films, when for half an hour, it's just one character saying another character's name. You know, Aiden? 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 You know, to me, sometimes that really fucking sets me off, but in this case, it didn't. So I guess I mentioned that as a warning. Like, if you're like me and repetitive dialogue really gets your cackles up, then be forewarned that it's in there. But it's just desolate and cool and then actually like heartwarming and well directed in terms of like the art direction and the look of the
film. When was it made? Like around what time?
98, I want to say.
Okay.
I could be off. I printed out a thing about it so I could have notes like to know when it was made, and then I left it at work. So tomorrow I'll know.
That's good.
It's a queue thing for me because I put it in my queue and I liked it. So this is the first time I'm recommending a movie that I don't personally own.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen more than one time. But in terms of things that I think, hey, put this in your queue like I did and you'll like it like I did, definitely Buffalo 66.
All right. So yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's you know, it's like an independent film kind of piece. Like, you know, you wouldn't just pop it in. You'd have to know, okay, I'm going to watch a movie now.
Yeah.
Watching an actual film. That's really cool.
That's cool.
It just flows. The plot flows very organically from one moment to the next.
Wait, is Christina Ricci's boobies in it?
Not naked, no.
Oh, okay.
What's that? Ryan says that's too bad. She looks beautiful in the film. Don't get me wrong. But I'm...
She kind of...
Answering your question.
She's kind of sickly looking most of the time.
I guess I can see that.
She looks like one of those posters with the Mexican kids with the big eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Eating not octopus.
Eating all, whatever they have in Mexico.
That's not octopus.
Eggs, but not octopus.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, so stick it in the cube, motherfuckers.
Buffalo 66.
Yep, and Hot Rod.
And Hot Rod.
Two very different films.
I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. I'll have to watch
them. Well, okay. For now, we'll go with me saying they're two different films, and Ralph doesn't know if that's true or not.
I'm going to find all kinds of similarities.
Watch
Andy Samberg's in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, Andy Samberg's in it.
He's a stuntman.
And his mom is played by Sissy Spacek, and his dad is played by Ian McShane.
That would have been easier to do, to get from point A to point B.
Just to say it's a remake.
Yeah. That's what we'll do sometime.
Like, you recommend one, and I'll recommend the remake.
Or the sequel.
I'll recommend Psycho, and you can recommend Psycho. Or Psycho 2.
We both recommend the same movie.
Yeah, that'd be good, too. Or we could each recommend the same movie twice, which we did. You did Metropolis twice, right?
No, I only did that once.
Oh, okay, good.
Did 39 Steps twice.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, if the list was available, I have the list.
Oh,
the list.
No. Ryan's going to break Ralph's room in protest to that arched comment. Okay, let's move on and say some goodbyes.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing.
You'll never guess what happened. Check it. Last Saturday, my main chicken was like, you need to take me out for a bubble bath, oil massage, and candlelight dinner.
Oh, hell no.
That's what I was saying. I had to tell her like this. Saturday night is not for romance. You've got all week to get into girls' pants. Got ladies in the UK and ladies in France. But Saturday night, I'm in my B-boy's
pants. We have another karaoke this week.
Yeah, this is John for the first time. Usually we play the karaoke's in order in which we receive them.
Yes.
But John sent us like, what, three or four?
Multiple, definitely.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to play John's first one. And then next week we'll play the next person that submitted and the person after that. If there's no one after that, then we'll play John's second.
Okay.
If there's no one after that, we'll play his third.
Okay.
And if there's no one after that, it's your turn.
Okay.
So
I've got, may God have mercy on our souls, Ryan says.
I'm thinking what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to record one regardless.
So we can have it in the can?
Yeah, so that when the time comes and we don't have one for that week, we'll have one for that week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Because if we have one, if we don't have one this week, Ben, it's time for you to record. Then by the time next week comes, someone might submit one. So you might as well just do one ahead of time.
Okay. It's not Ryan says it's gonna be like the day the clown died. It'll be more like rehearsing for Gerald Ford's death.
Gerald Ford,
eaten by monkeys.
He's dead, huh?
Yes.
For reals. Chuck Heston died.
Yes, he did.
He was Ben's president.
Yes. I have a t-shirt that says Charlton Heston is my president, which is a reference to his presidency of the NRA. And after Chuck Heston died, Ralph sent me a text message saying, "Who's your president now, t-shirt?"
Yep.
I thought it was funny that you were addressing my t-shirt. Exactly. It's much like Will Arnett's character, Job, discussing things with the magazine in that television show, Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Much like that.
Yeah. So, I don't care that he died. I thought he was already dead.
Wow. So. Gerald Ford or Chuck Heston?
Both. Well, but Gerald Ford is actually already dead.
Right.
Chuck Heston's also already dead now.
Now. But you thought that he was dead before.
Did that Planet of the Apes movie and True Lies. Those are a couple good movies.
Yeah.
I watched those.
He was good in Wayne's World. He was great in Wayne's World.
I don't...
He has the best role in Wayne's World, Ryan says.
Wayne's World 2?
Oh, he says Wayne's World is his best.
Wayne's World 2?
I've
only seen Wayne's World 2 like once, right. And I don't even think I've seen it all the way through.
Yeah, you mentioned that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's probably true.
Yeah.
You're sticking to your story at least.
Yeah. I don't remember. Was he in it, a hockey player?
No, Wayne is trying to track down Cassandra and stop the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And he stops at a gas station to ask for directions. And the gas station clerk is supposed to go off on this tangent about a girl he used to date on the street that the church was on.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy starts doing it, and Wayne's like, "This is no good. Can't we get someone else better for this role?" And they, I know it's small, but you know. So they pull the guy out and put in Chuck Heston,
who just
gives us like total overblown rendition of the memories he has on, I don't know, Maple Street, something like that. And Wayne's like crying, "Thank you."
That's pretty funny. And then he breaks through glass, and then...
Yes. Yep.
All right.
So you have seen it?
No, I've seen it like once.
At least once. It was,
You guys want to buy some t-shirts?
Yeah,
Let's go buy some t-shirts. Go to darmlarge.net and do that. What?
I don't know. I didn't realize I was supposed to back you up on that. Sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, go to darmlars.net and get a t-shirt. There's a couple of Darmlars shirts left. There's also, you can send us an email, darmlars@gmail.com.
Yeah, and
we had a couple of good emails.
206-338-4261. 426-4261. Some people told us about some non-media Amazon stuff that they bought, including digital cameras, and someone purchased a hose.
And you know what? I have purchased a digital camera on Amazon, and I also purchased a broom. That's a good story.
I remember that. I think you told that story on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if for loyal listeners, you go.
Yeah, you purchased. I think you actually mentioned it when we were talking about Amazon
last week.
I think so. I know you talked about it on the show.
Yeah, that's cool.
You sent it to your brother.
Yes, to rub it in his face that the Angels swept the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So there you go. Amazon.com. Available for more things than just movies.
Mm-hmm.
And my wish list. And Ralph's wish list, which is at, what, 20 pages now?
Like 28.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, buy me something. Get me a broom. anyway, that's all I have. All
right, guys.
You guys know the drill.
Yeah. We've got a karaoke coming up after the break, so stick around. Ryan's waving goodbye, so we'll talk to you all soon.
Yeah.
Lars,
maybe next week. Maybe when Lars comes back. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Lars de la Vista.
I said it.
No, you said Lars de la Vista, and I said I like to party. So there you go.
I'm the only one that parties.
That's one I will do forever. I don't care if I double up on it. All right.
We also like referencing that part where Rico's like giving them high fives. Slap, 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 slap. And he can do that anytime.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
We are angels, separate angels. No one likes us. We don't care. Stevie, what the fuck? Stevie, what the fuck? Anyway, sporting was, but no. Lost with angels too. That's all I really wanted to say. Well, I'm from Scotland. Sweet Steve. Sorry about that message earlier. I was just really excited. This is Beamsy from Scotland. Do you want to hear the podcast cliche? And Chase gets his own podcast. That's a cliche. Bye.
Down the Lars. I love you guys. This is John from Orlando. Just started listening a couple weeks ago, and we've got this downtime with Lost. So I was checking out some of your old podcasts, and I about took a crap in my pants when I saw that you guys had a Carl Weathers stage fighting episode, and for about an hour and a half, I laughed my ass off listening to you guys talking about Arrested Development. Ben, I've been a huge Simpsons fan my whole life, and I always said that was my favorite show, but I got to give it to Arrested Development. It's my favorite show ever of all time. And, oh, man, I just love that show. And, you know, I was surprised none of you guys had Buster as your favorite character. And I know that he's just kind of Buster and not a lot going on, but I certainly laughed a lot at Buster. And, man, such a good episode. And you guys should do another Carl Weathers stage fighting episode, and you should do something like your least favorite characters or whatever, but there isn't really a least favorite character. Like you guys said, like every episode is the best episode. Love Your Guys' podcast. Arrested Development is the best show ever. I've seen every episode at least 9 times. And if you guys are ever in Orlando, let me know. Hang out. Peace. Hey guys, it's John from Orlando again, and I just called, but I wanted to call right back and beg you guys, please do another Development podcast. That ruled so much, and I went home after the podcast and rewatched like all of season 2 in like 2 or 3 nights. So just called, apologize, but do another Arrested Development podcast, please.
50 Darmalar deviled eggs, anybody? Bro.
Hi, Darmalars. This is Dawn. I'm calling. I was listening to your podcast, and you were talking about the original Bedazzled, and I coincidentally was watching it yesterday on Hulu for free. So I know you got it in your queue, but you might want to skip that because you can watch it right now. Isn't that awesome? Don't you love Hulu? HuluDick.com. The original, way better than the remake. Way better. It's like a classic. This is an awesome, awesome movie. The remake was entertaining, like, for that moment, and then you forget all about it. But this is a movie that stays with you forever. You can watch it over and over and over again, and I hope you will on Hulu. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
This is Kentucky John from the Cue the Film Podcast.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mother is yelling no, and her father has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. As she walks through a sunken dream to the sea with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad memoir, for she's looking 10 times or more. She can spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to float. Some sailors fighting in the dance halls.
the morning, I hear the phone ringing. Yo, what up, Dud?
What up, son? Sorry, boy, you sleeping?
Nah, just finished reading this ill-ass novel.
Not the one about the girl who left her family up in Kabul.
That's the one. That shit was sad. Had me crying on the pages.
Yo, I read that motherfucker. Had me sad as fuck for ages.
Yo, we should start a book club.
Yo, son, I hear you talking. How about Sunday afternoons right after speed walking?
That's a date, but I know that ain't the reason for your calling.
No doubt, you're so observant. Must have noticed I was stalling.
Yo, best friends gotta tell each other their secrets.
I just came from Pam's work and she dipped my heart in shit.
Yo, what? That's Baskin Robbins.
Yo, yo, you know the spot where you order frozen treats and they rip your heart apart.
Yo, I got what you need at the house. You cool to drive?
I'm pretty broken up. I might not make it there alive.
Don't talk like that. Now you're making me wanna cry.
Yo, it's cool, son. I'm fine. I'll be over there in 5.
Hey, yo, it's there, but I'm heated. Now my heart stay cold. Now my heart stay cold. Now my heart stay cold. Hey, yo, it's still when I'm heating. Now my heart stay cold. Now my heart stay cold. Now my heart stay cold.
Yo, son, your house looks beautiful. Did you redecorate?
Nah, kid, the French lighting really opens up the place.
Well, it feels so spacious.
It's an optical illusion.
You didn't knock down a wall?
Nah, son, it's light diffusion.
My girlfriend Pam and I were planning on doing some home remodeling.
Yeah, she borrowed all my copies of Better Homes and Gardening.
Yo, I mean ex-girlfriend, can't believe this shit is happening.
Yo, have this cup of tea.
Man, you'll never see those magazines. This tea is delicious. What you say it was?
Chamomile, motherfucker.
Is it caffeinated, cuz?
Nah, I'm trying. I should cut down.
Me and Pam were gonna too. Thought we'd always be a couple, not the one, but the two.
No doubt, son. Even when I was in my abusive relationship, I would look to you and Pam and know that true love could exist.
Yo, for real, God, I never knew you felt like that.
No doubt, Dunny, I thought you were a perfect match.
Hey, yo, it's still when I'm heated. Now my heart stay cold. Now my heart stay cold. Now my heart stay cold. Hey, yo, it's still when I'm heated. Now my heart stay cold.
Kid, this red wine's got me feeling fucked up.
Watch out, Dunny, you just knocked some right out of my cup.
Oh, fuck, that's my bad. It's all over your slacks.
No doubt, son, I'm soaked from the front to the back.
Oh, shit, you're getting naked.
Course I am, bet. We gotta get these in the wash before the stain sets.
Oh, fuck, man, you just got wine all over my vest.
Yo, take your shirt off quick before it seeps down to your chest.
Yo, kid, we're both buck naked. Are you uncomfortable?
Nah, kid, we're two grown men and we're both extra sex.
Word up, son.
Hold on, yo, did you just hear something?
Goddamn, it's fucking Pam. She must have let herself in.
What up, Pam? How's it going? What an awkward situation.
Yo, if you didn't know better, this might look incriminating.
Yo, what wacky circumstances to lead all of this to happen?
Yo, just like on fucking Seinfeld or Curb Enthusiasm.
Those were both by Larry David.
No doubt, Dunny, that's true.
Wait, Pam, don't go. If you leave right now, we're through.
Yo, I'm sorry, son. Damn, what a tragic way to end.
The important thing now is that we're naked and we're friends.